Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy for Saturday, August 23rd, 2014. I've got a show today that I hope you're interested in. I'm going to be dealing with the field source field, the universal source field, sometimes referred to as the internet or the quantum field or the cosmic cloud, sometimes called the GodNet or the love web. And I've provided some information regarding the show today. Those who've gone and looked at the link with that picture of someone invoking the cloud, the field, that picture on the website homepage for BBS Radio today. You notice that I'll be interviewing the metaphysician today, and the homepage on the metaphysician explains that, yep, that's me. That's one of my aliases, pseudonyms. Christos Lightweaver is another one. I did the show by Christos Lightweaver the other week. And if you look at the show information today, how I'll be discussing progress of the movement and global net activation. These are two articles I've done since the last show. If you want to kind of tune into the movement and progress of the movement, what's going on with, you might say, global net reality or the emerging social conscience in our global village. And both those articles deal with that. Both articles have in common some pretty phenomenal information in regard to what's going on with the outer net and what the outer net is, how it launched on August 11th. And you'll have and that information about that. You can click on the link on the outer net on those, in both of those articles and read about that. It's really quite fascinating. It's another phase of the computer internet evolution revolution. This is satellite downlinks, free downlinks of you might say the global library, and uplinks, downlinks, and how you can connect for free with kind of like Sirius XM radio. You know, you get off a satellite and you can mount a little dish receiver or whatever, you know, on your car dashboard or in your home and receive it. Well, there's a little dish you can hook up to your computer and direct heavenward, and you can tune into what it's all about with a short video that's in the second article, Global Net Activation. That second article there at the bottom of the page, the intro page on the Cosmic Love homepage. So I hope you've had a chance to kind of review that while I'm talking. Of course, you can surf the net, and if you can open multiple windows on your computer, you can do that. So some of you may be listening to this in a podcast in the future, and I hope I provided some interesting components to the capstone here as far as a vision of where global civilization is going. I mean, we've had quite an amazing run here with the computer internet revolution here the last 40 years. You know, we saw the whole computer thing more from these mainframe computers, you know, hardware, back in the 50s and 60s, and how that morphed into an emphasis on software, you know, with personal computers. And that, you know, evolved to netware. When the computer became the network of computers. And we're about to see with Web 3.0, which is these new social networks, you know, with Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, we're starting to see, you know, a new social conscience emerging in our social networks, and how to involve and evolve that social conscience is what I've been writing and talking about for some time. I've kind of focused on it a lot more with these last two articles since the last show, so I'm discussing that today. I'm going to go into that a little bit more. Those who are just tuning in, this is Christopher Rudy again for the show this Saturday, August 23rd, 2014, regarding the progress of the movement with the computer internet revolution and the global net activation with a new social conscience in our social networks. So I thought I'd step back a second here and kind of tune into, for everyone that's interested in the weather, I thought I'd give a little bit of the cosmic weather. When I say that, this is something I do with some of my shows. The cosmic weather today is interesting. It's kind of heavy, but it's kind of penetrating. It's kind of deep. That's why I'm going into this subject of what's going on now with this evolution revolution of a new net reality, you might say, a new social conscience in our social networks. Today, during the show, right now, we have some really interesting aspects in the quantum field. Again, the quantum field resonates, as far as the field, on our Earth plane and how we are situated in our solar system and in our galaxy. You've got these deep space energies of the constellations around the Earth. Then you've got more closely, you've got planets in our solar system, which are like step-down generators or resonators for these deep space energies. So when I say we got some amazing aspects going on today, I'm talking about what's going on in the field, the cosmic cloud field, basically the quantum field of energy, and how that resonates within within the holodeck between the ears. If you noticed in both these recent articles, these last two articles I've emphasized, featured, for this show, there's a graphic of a brain cell and the structure of a brain cell, the structure of the universe, the structure of the Internet, and they're amazingly parallel. And this is what's referred to as the holographic pattern from all levels, from atomic to galactic to cellular to even the social networks, the principle of social networks following a principle in nature, which is decentralized yet all connected. So you might say we're looking at, with the astrology psychology of the moment, we're looking at the global holodeck, and as it resonates in the consciousness of everyone, but again, it affects more people, some people more than others. And there are very specific coordinates going on right now. They're very interesting. There's a thing going on with the moon is right now conjuncting Venus in Leo. It's a fire sign. And it's trining the outer planet Uranus in Aries. Again, Aries is the deep field energies, the sign of Aries, deep space energies. And Leo is the deep space energies that are in trine right now. This moon and Venus in conjunction are both trine Uranus, and which is really kind of a lightning-like energy. It's like a illumination, flashes of illumination, but it's there's an intensity with it. It's very revolutionary. It can spark awareness. It can spark consciousness like a lightning, like a flash of lightning. You can get insight into things. And with that trine, with Leo and Aries are fire signs, so there's this fiery energy, and the Venus is there, conjunct the moon, which magnifies, you might say, one's emotional body with this fiery energy of Venus, which is harmony, beauty, order, and this aspect of Uranus and Aries, which is a very intense, fiery inspirational. It can be inspirational. It can be very intuitive. It can be, and so it's a good time, you might say, to address, the synchronicity, having the show at the same time this is happening, and going into this understanding of what's going on in the quantum field, in our solar system, as it resonates with the quantum field and the neural network, between our ears. There's this holographic field in the universe. There's this holographic field between our ears, the brain field. And there's a holographic field in the universe at large. That's these deep space energies and how they triangulate and are otherwise geometrized. The ancient alchemists used to say, by way of Hermes Trismegistus, thrice great Hermes, that in the beginning God geometrized. And in the end, we become what we geometrize. So the geometry of divinity, or geometrically ordered divinity, is sometimes a metaphor or an acronym for God. And, of course, the love model, which I refer to on the homepage and in the articles on cosmic love. The love model is the geometric ordered model that references heart coherence and mind congruence. And it's, you know, this is the understanding of what's going on in the left brain and the right brain, not only of an individual, but the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere of the earth. Because of these fields within fields, you know, are localized in different areas. In the Western Hemisphere, we tend to be left brain dominant. We read from the left up to the page to the right part of the page because we're left brain dominant. But in the Eastern Hemisphere, with their calligraphy symbols, they read from the right to the left, and they tend to be right brain dominant, more right brain dominant. So this is just an example of the holographic field and how it's all connected, and how net reality is really a holographic reality, you know, and this understanding of what's going on in the field with the astrology, how it affects our psychology. This is quantum physics, and it's like pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in a dimension where, you know, love rules. You know, God is love is, you know, basically, the order of the universe in form and frequency, as in frequently. So, you know, I play around with these concepts a lot. It's, you know, how to make the profound simple is an exercise, and it's an ongoing process. But again, astrology today is much more than just this Venus conjunct the Moon in Leo, trine Uranus in Aries. Because at the same time that Venus is conjunct the Moon in Aries, it's also square. Both planets are square. Saturn, which is conjunct the Mars in Scorpio. Now, that's more of a malefic aspect. And this, a lot of people feel a heavy energy today. And some people are, you know, if you've been having a lot of conversations with people or been around a lot of people, you might have seen some people kind of snappy today. Saturn is sometimes referred to as a very constrictive energy, sometimes referred to as a malefic energy. And Mars can be, you know, pretty testy too. And they're conjunct in Scorpio, which can be, you know, Scorpio energies, deep space energies of Scorpio. I mean, here we got Mars and Saturn, which are like step-down generators, resonators, stepping down the deep space energies of Scorpio, which can be very intense. That's a water sign. But it's like the sting of the Scorpio. It can, and you know, the energy can be pretty intense. It can be higher. It can be actually higher than an eagle flying into the sun, or it can be lower than the belly of a snake. And so you got this energy being stepped down through kind of a malefic, constrictive energy, Saturn and Mars, which is conjunct Saturn in the sign of Scorpio, and they're both square the Moon and Venus, which is more of an beneficent energy. Mars in this water sign of Scorpio can be really steamy. It's like a fiery, intense sign in a water sign. It can be steamy, and here in, you know, local weather here in Montana, I don't know what the weather is like in your neck of the woods, but it's been really kind of, you know, it's like the cloud descended over the valley last night, and it's been kind of like the mist of Avalon over Paradise Valley, Montana. It was a nice afternoon, actually, to go soak at Chico Hot Springs in the pool. I like to do that before the show. But this energy, you know, weather, you know, we're talking about cosmic weather again now. This energy of Mars conjunct Saturn in Scorpio can be kind of steamy, can be mystic, can be kind of heavy. You know, it's like if you're, you know, in a kind of a mystical fog bank where things are really still, you can't go, you know, driving through that very fast. You can't go walking through it. It's kind of a, you know, there's kind of a heavy, when I say heavy energy, there's this heaviness with Saturn and Mars. And anyway, those who are into astrology, psychology, know what I'm referring to. And it's kind of interesting today this is going on. And more significant than even these two, I mean, these different aspects I've been referring to is the patterns, what's going on with several fingers of God, which are like pointing or concentrating energy. You've got this energy of Saturn and Mars in regard to, you know, sextile Mercury, and both of them are in conjunct in a finger of God pointing to this Uranus in in Aries that I was referring to before. That's called the finger of God. It's kind of like a concentrating this energy. And the energy coming from, again, Mars and this blending of energy of Mars and Saturn in Scorpio and the blending of the energy of Mercury that's in Virgo. Of course, the Sun just entered Virgo last night, and this is a different energy. But the Mercury's in Virgo. Again, it's sextile. Again, the geometry of this, it's in a harmonious relationship with Mars and Saturn, and both of them are in conjunct, making a finger of God to this Uranus and Aries. And again, this focusing of this energy of the energy of Mercury in Virgo and the energy of Mars and Saturn in Scorpio, focusing of that energies into the fire sign of Uranus. There's a blending of these energies with this like a blending of light going through a little glass, a concentration magnifying glass, and focusing the energies. And again, how this manifests in consciousness, some people are more sensitive, some people are more conscious of how they're conscious, and some people aren't. But as you get into this basically language of consciousness and study your own astrology psychology, you can become more adept at understanding what I'm referring to. Now, there was a really good video this last week by Tom Lesher called Kapasha at the New Paradigm Astrology. Those who haven't seen that or don't listen to Tom, he had a really good short video, about 17 minutes, on what's going on with this astrology psychology this week. He's good to hear every week, and you don't have to be an astrologer to understand a lot of what he's talking about. He has a good way of stepping it down. Highly recommended. I had him on the show here about 3 months ago, and he's brilliant in his ability to keep it light, not get real heavy, but explain what's going on in terms of how it affects relationships, not just one's personal psychology, but what's going on with relationships, how this energy affects relationships, personal relationships, nearest and dearest, business, what's going on with planetary consciousness. He brings that in but doesn't go into it with the politics very much. He doesn't go into the details of the astrology so much that you can't really understand what he's talking about as far as how it affects us. So I thought I'd reference that. Again, his name is Kapasha at New Paradigm Astrology. If you just Google New Paradigm Astrology, it would come right up, and you can see his video right there and click on it and watch it. It's 17 minutes long. It's a little YouTube video. It's really excellent. So I thought I'd go into some of this information today that will give you some insight on, you might say, a shift update, this movement progress. What's going on with the Aquarian dispensation at this time? Major shift in consciousness worldwide for several reasons. This year finds our world in a major paradigm shift with this, I call it a new net reality, because social conscience is surging in our new global social networks, not just because of the astrology, with the galactic alignment that's been going on over the last 2 years, 10 years, been picking up, but it's really intense right now, and this is again related to the photonic energy, the intense photonic energy that's bathing the Earth, might say with cosmic rays, an intense energy of about 250 billion star systems in our Milky Way galaxy that are in a galactic plane. Our solar system's out about two-thirds of the way out in that giant galactic plane with a great central sun in the middle of it. And our Earth orbits up and across the galactic plane in a sine wave curve as it orbits around. It takes about 240 million years to orbit all the way around the galactic plane. But every 25,800 years, or 25,920 years, it orbits up and across as it's going around like in a sine wave curve. Orbits up and across the galactic plane, and the last time this happened was the rise of Atlantis about 14,000 years ago. It's been happening again this last 10 years. It's happening right now. We're in alignment. We're coming up and across the galactic plane, and because of that, Earth is, and our solar system is being bathed with a very intense photonic light with the alignment of hundreds of billions of star systems in our Milky Way galaxy, in alignment with the Great Central Sun. And they all kind of, with this alignment, they kind of reinforce each other. And again, these are cosmic rays. This is, you know, photonic light. There's things about light. You know, light can be a carrier of frequencies. But they're just beginning to understand. I mean, they've been studying astroacoustics for years, and every star has a different frequency. And with astroacoustics, you can actually hear the different sounds of stars. I once had a program on the show, and I had a guy, an expert on this years ago, where, you know, we listen, and I actually have his CD with different sounds of different stars, different with different harmonics. But, you know, you've got, you know, the harmony of the spheres is an ancient expression regarding the frequencies of the different spheres of deep space energies. And, of course, Earth is being flooded with these deep space energies, with all these different frequencies. It's like, you know, you've heard of full-spectrum autism. Well, like, this is full-spectrum light. This is full-spectrum conscience, which is bathing the Earth right now. So it's kind of a fascinating subject to me. I've been following this for years, and I can see that, you know, Earth right now, Earth's evolutions, the conscious evolution on the Earth, is just surging, and it's taking expression through the technology that extends, you know, our capabilities with information power. It's like the global mind. There's a neural networking going on, you know, with the computer internet revolution. And it's like just like a car is an extension of the feet, and clothes are an extension of the skin, and TVs an extension of the eyes and ears, and, you know, radio is an extension of the ears. You've got computers are extension of the brain, and you've got you might say the internet is an extension of the neural networking of brain cells. You know, it's like there's a social conscience that's emerging with this interactive interface that's going on with these new social networks. And where this is going is that when that interactive interface has, you might say, a standard for mass-to-mass interaction, whereby 100 or 1,000 or a million people can respond to the same program at the same time, when the interactive interface represents, you might say, the universal standard, you might say the glue that holds the universe together, heart coherence, this frequency of its golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, but it references basically a harmonic that when the heart is in that frequency, when it's in coherence, you might say the right brain is open. You know, the right hemisphere of the brain is more intuitive, and it's really the frequency of holy compassion. It's the frequency of coherence, and this is the frequency that, you know, you might say is like the underpinning of, excuse me, the holographic universe. I'm going to take a drink here. And we now know that the fractal order of the holographic universe, there's a pure geometry frame of reference, and holographically everything is of course linked to everything else. But the harmony of the spheres, again, there is a standard frequency, which is this frequency of coherence. The Heart Math Institute gets into this a lot. There's a lot of internet organizations that, the Coherence Initiative, one of them is, and this concept of coherence, the understanding of coherence. Dan Winter, who I've had on the show several times, has developed an application for the smartphones, the iPad, and the iPhone, whereby for $18 you can download an application that'll show when you're in coherence with the person you're speaking to, when you're in your heart. And this does it with kind of a biofeedback thing with the voice resonance and your breath and your harmonics. And it's a very healing energy. When you're in deep meditation, you're in coherence. So this understanding of when a social network is in coherence and when they're making judgments, you know, evaluation, and again, this is the congruence aspect of hardware. When I talk about the next big thing after hardware, software, and netware, this understanding of hardware as an interactive interface for mass-to-mass communications that is both Again, the heart of coherence, but the mind of congruence when you're in coherence. And again, some people's prevailing awareness is more congruent mentally than others. The coherence is another factor that will contribute to that. But again, some people have more momentum, previous embodiments, disembodiment, or otherwise being centered and connected. They're more congruent mentally. And this understanding of what congruence is, from the upper brain, the lower brain, the left brain, the right brain, the forebrain, the rear brain, there's three dimensions there. And you can, the analogy for the language of congruence, or the language of light, language of consciousness, in the holodeck between your ears, corresponds, you might say, the brightness scale, the vertical dimension, as the light of God, of the infinite eternal, whatever you want to call it, descends through your crown chakra, to the base of your brain. There's a dimension there, from the upper brain to the reptilian brain, the lower part of the brain, and you can say that's a brightness scale. And when you're watching a video program, you know, if you're putting three numbers in sequence to relate to these three axes of the brain, you know, the vertical, the horizontal, and the depth dimension, the first dimension, you know, you might say is a brightness scale. And you're watching a program, you can say it's above you or below you. You can say it's over your head, too sophisticated, or too simplistic would be the other way, or too simplistic or a dark, you might say. So there's a brightness scale. And as that white light hits the prism of consciousness, you might say, it refracts into all the colors of the rainbow. And you've got the full spectrum. We've all heard of full spectrum autism, but we never hear of the opposite, you know, full spectrum enlightenment. And we're talking about, you know, many people are stronger on different, you might say, parts of the color spectrum than others on the spectral scale. And you have the scale, you know, from the, again, the left brain to the right brain. You've got the, you might say the left brain is like Dr. Spock in Star Trek, and you've got Scotty in Star Trek. And, of course, Scotty is very emotional, and Spock is very extremely left brain, you know, no emotion, very intellectual. And you've got, you know, it's like the blue and the red end of the spectrum, the fiery red emotional Scotty, you know, the blue intellectual, wishy-washy. When I say wishy-washy, he's more, you know, logical, Spock. But right in the middle of the color spectrum is the brightest of all colors, yellow and green, where most plants have, you know, chlorophyll is a green color. It's balanced right in the middle of the color spectrum. Of course, that's where Captain Kirk presides, you know, you know, in the middle, you know, basically balancing the left and right hemisphere. So, you know, there's a natural language of light, the light of consciousness, light as consciousness, and this understanding of the dimensionality, what's going on between our ears, the holodeck, the language of consciousness. As you become more conscious of how you are conscious, how some people are more Blu-ray, you know, they got a lot of blue power, you know, they got more intellectual, more mental power, you might say, more left brain power, more logical power, and they just, and some people just have that Blu-ray too more, and some people are more intellectual, you know, they got that golden halo yellow wisdom thing going, and other people are more pink, you know, the other end of the spectrum, they're more emotional. And, of course, there's always a point of balance. You get more emotional, you become less reasonable. You get too intellectual, you get, you know, you lose your heart. You know, you lose, it's like you got to be smart with the heart is the whole idea of balance and the wisdom to know the difference. And as you become conscious of how you're conscious, that understanding of full-spectrum conscience, it becomes more common sense. Of course, you know, all we ever hear about is full-spectrum autism as far as pathology and what's wrong. But what's right is basically having a full-spectrum conscience, you know, that's balanced. The power, wisdom, and love, the blue, yellow, and pink, you know, the left, right, and center. And being centered and connected is like the middle of the color spectrum, you know, wisdom ray, where you have the discernment to know the difference. Excuse me, I'm talking too fast. So, anyway, I'm going through all of this because I'm kind of connecting the dots and what the next generation of this computer internet revolution will look like. How will we involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience? You know, what is... what is common law regarding, you know, the common sense of how our brain cells, you know, the structure of brain cells, the structure of the universe and structure of the internet, what they have in common, and how do we optimize basically our common sense, you know, collectively, the global mind, you know, the social conscience in our social networks with this language of consciousness, this language of light, with at an interactive interface, that as you use it, you become more conscious of how you're conscious. I mean, you evaluate a program with these three numbers in sequence referencing, you know, with the alphanumeric keyboard, you know, the alphanumeric, you know, keypad on your computer, or even on your smartphone, you can punch in three numbers, you know, and hit the set key. And you got to basically, those three numbers create three axes, X, Y, Z coordinate axes, you know, a dot and a cube. And you got this little 3D graphic, you know, in the lower part of your screen, showing on a real-time basis while you're watching a program how the collective consciousness is reading out as far as how people are evaluating any, you know, the context and meaning at any one part of a program. So as you're watching a program and you're punching in, you know, three numbers, you know, regarding, you know, if you're basically going to give your affirmations, you know, you're being centered and connected by the program and you agree with it, or you're getting numbers that are referencing separation on each of the dimensions. Like if you're saying it's too bright or authoritative, that's because you're more, you know, dense and you just don't get it, or vice versa. If you're saying if the program is it's below you, you might say, then you're above it, so to speak. And if you're saying it's too intellectual, then because you're more emotional, you know, there's separation there, and vice versa. If you're saying it's not, you know, emotional enough, you know, again, whenever there's separation from that, then if you have ones on the end of each scale and you have a zero in the middle, which indicates wholeness, you can see that if you're, in any case, if you're, you know, you're taking the ones on the end, a five in the middle, and a zero in the, and you know, I mean, five in the middle of the scale on both sides, it goes from the outer to the inner on like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You can see that, you know, if you're saying I am separate from the other end of this dimension, then it's a point of the dot will be farther out on the scale. So where the dot is in this 3D grid, some people can visualize this better than others, and I'm wanting to do a YouTube video that explains it better. But what I'm saying is that if you can imagine the effect of this with the little 3D graphic in your screen to the lower right of your screen, that's showing a field of dots in an XYZ coordinate axis, kind of a computerized 3D graphic kind of a thing. And you're seeing this field of dots, and you're seeing as the program content at different points of it, you know, as people are responding, how that field of dots on a real-time basis can be changing. Now, this can be real-time while you're watching it, or you can play it, you know, play it back, just like people can maybe listening to this program now on a podcast, you know, in the future. Videos are the same way, and the response to the video, you could go back and check different points of the video and where there's a lot of response and how it reads out as a basically a readout of the collective consciousness regarding the content. Then people can create a new video, highlighting content at different points of the video and what was being said, how the collective consciousness respond to it, and what that says. As far as, are they in heart coherence? Is there coherence in the field? Is there incongruence or congruence with the message as far as the response? Is the person connecting or disconnecting, you know, with the field of listeners? So basically you have a field of consciousness, and the point of this is with the origination and evaluation of programs, you have what's called information's ecology, the recycling of general knowledge to generate specific wisdom. And wisdom is what we need in the world. I mean, you know, wisdom with the heart. So this understanding of how social conscience can mature in our global social networks, I mean, we're kind of at a primitive stage. Web 2.0 just came on, you know, I mean, the internet was created 25 years ago, but it was like, It was not much more than, you know, a sophisticated telephone originally. When I say that, you could transfer information. But what happened with Web 2.0, we had social networks emerging where you could have, you know, like a Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. And Web 3.0 will be with this when this process, this interactive process, culture's conscience, culture's social conscience of how we are conscious. Of course, that requires the language of consciousness, which is the language of light I referred to from the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, which is referring to hindsight and foresight. So that third dimension is like, I mean, you've got brightness scale vertically, you've got color spectrum, and of course, and you've got depth of field. You know, you're looking at a picture, and you can see some things in front of other things. And it's this like the fourth dimension of all this is the dimension of conscience in the larger field context of a presentation, in the context of a process that involves and evolves our individual and collective consciousness with the language of consciousness, the language of light, for more light, you might say, more light and more coherence, more love. In the field, in the network, in Web 3.0. So that, in a nutshell, is a vision of the future where we're going. It may take a few years. Things have been accelerating. I mean, it could happen with just a few years. Now, the right team came together with the right investors. You know, the right kind of win-win, and with the idea of a whole new model of e-commerce based on cyber ethics. And cyber ethics, the concept of heart coherence, you know, cyber ethics and mind congruence, it's like the best of both worlds. It's like male and female. You know, when they're married in a wonderful relationship, you know, you can give birth to beautiful children and the process can continue. But we're talking about, you know, basically birthing, you might say, this global mind, consciousness, you know, on Earth as in cosmos at large. Again, the structure of the universe, the structure of the Internet, the structure of our brain cells, what they all have in common is a decentralized, interactive field of consciousness. Sometimes called, you know, and I refer to this, you know, as the cosmic cloud. And of course, with the Internet, they're talking about the cloud being like a database, you know, out there on the Internet, on the server, you know, where information is stored. Well, you've got the Akashic records being stored in the quantum field of cosmos. And it's all connected in ways that we're just beginning to understand. We're just beginning to understand the holographic parallels between brain cells and the structure of the universe and the structure of the Internet, and that what is maturing is the web of consciousness, the web of life, the web of light and life and love, you know, coherence, congruence. So this is kind of a exciting time. Big shift going on now with almost 4 billion global netizens who are now, you know, online with their desktop, laptop, palm top computers such as, you know, tablets, iPads, smartphones. So shift happens, and this shift is, you know, this genie is out of the bottle. There's no putting it back in. This computer internet revolution, this is where it's going. I mean, there are forces in the world that do not want conscious evolution. They do not want, I mean, there's the dark side of the force, does not want people waking up, you know, to the light side of the force, that, you know, the extraordinary power that we have to basically involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience, you know, a revolution in higher conscience. I mean, it was just like, you know, forces that did not want the American Revolution 200 years ago. And, of course, they took over the central banking system and have made hell for the American people from the time of the Revolution, you know, the War of 1812, the Civil War, you know, World War One. You know, once they got a hold of the central banks, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank, you know, they just created war to make a killing, you know, with interest rates. You know, got, you know, that whole story, you know, I'm not going to go off the deep end here, but Some of you know that story better than others, but the understanding of there are those, you know, in the world that do not want, you know, global enlightenment. You might call it the dark side of the force or whatever. So may the force be with you. You know, what can you say? But and may it be with all of us. You know, but what we've got right now with this neural networking of the global mind is a natural evolutionary process that's maturing our all connected net reality, and it's like an infant's brain, you know, because this is just happening. This shift is just happening with Web 2.0 now, with social networks. You've got this new social conscience emerging, and where it's going, it will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with Web 3.0, with an interactive interface that references heart coherence and mind congruence. You know, with 3D, with this 3D and 4D frames of reference I referred to, the heart coherence biofeedback. You know, when people know and get a sense of when they're in their heart and when they're not, you know, really smart in their heart and when they're not. And I mean, this is what children will learn. This is what children will learn at an early age. Education of the heart will be the foundation of kindergarten. I mean, people will become conscious of how they're conscious at an early age.
We're at that time.
And with that understanding, you know, amazing things happen. So more you can read on your own. I want to thank you for listening to this point. And I'm grateful to the Great Spirit for what came through this last week. In this last 2 weeks, in these two articles, to me, this is really fascinating, and I hope you do appreciate it also. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on those cosmic highways. So happy trails until we meet again. Bye for now. A little meditation now for the next 10 minutes or so. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness, the five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, now, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. the best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love and action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love and man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.